Hello, we're back again. Let's see. Shit, let me get this shit out of my way. Okay, we're rocking, we're rolling. It's 12:54 live Wednesday. I've done a lot today, but okay, I'm fucking hot right now. I've decided that I'm gonna be painting the mailbox. Ooh, fun. And we also decided that we're gonna change it, like, through the seasons or themes or whatever. And so that's really good because it's like, okay, no pressure. Like, it's okay if it sucks. We can just paint it again. But my idea is I wanna do, like, a light pink base. And then I wanna have, like, some little themes, like, I don't know, like a flamingo and a palm tree and like some seashells and just like kind of a beachy, like, summery theme. Well, that's actually not what I wanted. That's what my mom said. She said beach, and I was like, okay, here's a compromise, because she wanted me to do like the blues and like the sand and like some little chairs on the beach and the sun. So I'm like, no, the compromise, it's gonna be light blue, and then I'm just gonna paint random shit and colors all over it. Or light pink. she said light blue, but I was like, light pink. So that's a compromise. So yeah, I'm trying to figure that out. I was trying to take apart the freaking mailbox, but I can't get this screw out. So I texted my stepdad to see, am I even doing it right? Because it has like a screw on one end and like a little bolt on the other end. So I'm like, I don't know which one I should be trying to get off, but I tried both and it's not working. So I don't know, but it's okay, because the mail lady hasn't come yet, so I'm not even getting started right now. Because what I was gonna do is I was just gonna paint the whole thing white so I could get the base going. And then, after I'm done recording, go back and continue, but whatever. We already going. Let's see, today I woke up, I went to the doctor to get my blood work done, and I'm a little pissed off because I thought this was gonna be blood work and also, like, check in to see, like, how I'm doing on the medicine, because I need to tell her that I fucking threw the fuck up. I think I told you guys a couple weeks ago that I threw up in, like, at work, and it was just, like, weird as fuck. Don't know why, don't know what, felt fine after, felt fine before, weird. That happened again Friday. So, I don't know what the fuck. I don't want to be throwing up. Like, that scares me, because that's never happened in my entire life. Like, I've never just thrown up out of nowhere. And now I have twice. And it was 2 weeks apart exactly. And one of them, I hadn't eaten anything before. And one of them, I ate. So, I have no fucking idea. But I was hoping she could tell me something. And, like, because I know nausea is a side effect from the medicine, the metformin that I'm taking. But I don't know, like, I've been on that for, like, a little over 2 months, I think. So, like, why, what the fuck? And then I've only thrown up twice. Like, it just doesn't make sense. So, I don't know what's going on, and I don't think it's something I ate, because it was 2 weeks apart, and one of them before I hadn't eaten anything. And the other one, like, I ate a little bit of cheese. So, what the hell? But no, she wasn't even there. Some other girl was like, oh, you can come back with me. She was so quiet. I was like, what, bitch? But she was really nice, so I was like, okay. And she had cute earrings. She had these, like, little pink and purple butterflies. They were cute, but I don't know. She was just talking really quiet. Like, I could barely hear her, and that is, like, I feel like a bitch for this, but that's kind of a pet peeve of mine. I'm like, what? Speak up. I can't hear you. And, like, I feel like that's because, like, whenever I was in cheer, like, a little girl, like, baby Brittany, and I would be like, ah, nah, like, just yelling a little bit, they would be like, speak up, you have to, like, accentuate your words and, like, have, like, a clear voice. So whenever people mumble, I'm like, what, bitch, say it with your chest. And so, and it's like, I just don't have that great of hearing. I feel like especially, like, I always, like, literally 100% of the time I'm listening to my music blaring, and I go to a lot of raves and festivals, and I only recently started wearing earplugs, and honestly, I don't like them, so I just kind of like to wear one. So, you know, yeah, I can't really hear that great. So I'm like, what, bitch? Can you talk louder? So, anyway, yeah, I couldn't really hear homegirl, but, oh, what the hell? Boo, okay. So yeah, she just took my blood and then was like, okay, thank you, like, thank you, girl. And then I buy deodorant from there because I like it. I've never bought it. My mom bought it and then I used hers and I was like, actually, I really like this. So I wanted to get more, so I did. And the one that my mom buys, like the one that she always gets, is the vanilla one. It's like vanilla and something. I don't know what. But I was going to get those, but they only had one left and I wanted to grab two just because I really like it and I don't go to the doctor that often. So I got another one and it's like grapefruit and something weird, but it smells good. I'm here for it. I'm like, okay, whatever. So I got those and then I went and got my oil changed and I was like sitting inside, but there was like a lot of people and we were sitting right next to each other and I'm like, okay, like maybe, you know, time to meet a friend. But everyone was just like awkward and sitting on their phones. And like, I get that because like, I feel like previous, like, times that I've been, I'm just like, yeah, awkward and sit on my phone. But this time I was like, ooh, friends, but everyone else was still awkward and on their phone, so I was like, fuck it. So I went outside and I sat out there for a little bit and then I went to Taco Casa because there's one close by there. And then, and I was kind of sweaty, so I put on deodorant while I was sitting there waiting because I had put it in my purse since I just bought it, so I was like, I don't want to be a stinky girl. But I think I still am. Like, I feel like my whole body is sweating. And, like, because after that, I went and got a car wash and then vacuumed my car. And I don't know if I just, like, stuck at vacuuming because I feel like it was horrible. Like, I just feel like I can't get the good angles because I feel like, you know, how it has that little, like, slant in it. And then, like, where I'm trying to vacuum is, like, obviously the outline of where the mat sits, but it was just, like, not picking it up, like, really well. I feel like, yeah, I feel like it wasn't that good. But I don't know, yeah, that's a user error or, like, the vacuum. So, but I want to blame it on the vacuum because last time I went to this car wash, the vacuum sucked again. So, maybe I'll go to a different car wash, but yeah, I don't know. I like this one because they give you an air freshener and they give you these little, like, wipes for your dash and stuff. And, yeah, so did that and did the fuck out of that. And then I was like, okay, and my floorboard mats are rubber. So then I was scrubbing them hose down. And one of them is still dirty. So maybe I just fucking suck at cleaning. I don't know. But only one of them is still dirty, so I'm kind of a good cleaner, but I feel like I scrubbed the fuck out of them. I was sitting outside freaking putting my blood, sweat, and tears in there. And then, what the fuck? Oh, and yeah, then I decided I wanted to paint the mailbox. And I decided that because on my way to my doctor's appointment this morning, I drove past this mailbox, and it was a little pink pig, and it had, like, little legs and stuff. It was cute. And then I was like, why don't I have a pink mailbox? So yeah, and I was just gonna do, like, pink, like, all pink, but boring, and my mom doesn't love pink, so I was like, God, fine. But she said that she liked pink and orange the other day. She said that she loved pink and orange, so I was like, I'll do pink and orange, and then she's like, why don't you do beach? So, I don't know, I might secretly do pink and orange. We'll see. Yeah, so here I am. Here we are. I'm hot, I'm sweaty, I feel like I stink. I probably do stink. The bottoms of my feet are dirty. I've been barefoot. Yeah, feels good. But anyway, okay, let's see. What happened this week? Let's see, last Wednesday. I don't know what I did after I recorded. I feel like I did something. I have to look at my camera roll to remember what the fuck I did, because I feel like I'm a fucking zombie. But I haven't taken that many pictures recently. Ooh, okay, Wednesday after I recorded, I went and painted my little, my little earring holder that I made at craft night. I think I told you guys, the little mushroom one that I made, yeah. And yeah, I painted it pink and orange, and it's so cute, and so I let that dry, and then I put my earrings on it, and it's so cute. And then Thursday, we went to the lake, And we got there late, so we, like, didn't get as much time, but we got a few hours, and it was pretty, like, we were just hanging out, like, the sun was, like, completely down, and so it was pretty dark, and then the moon was coming out, so the moon on the water, and then, like, the leftover sunset on the water, like, was so fucking pretty. And then, let's see, Friday, just hung out at home. Oh, Friday was whenever I threw up at work. And then I threw up again, so I called in Saturday. But I had plans. And so I was like, I feel okay. Like, I just feel like, 'cause going to work, hold on. Anyway, yeah, since I work doing lashes, if I'm throwing up, like, obviously I'm shaky after, which is weird because I feel fine, but I'm just, like, you know, shaky and gross. So that makes it really difficult to do my job. I can't be shaking. So I was like, you know what? I just, like, I can't do this. And it's such a tedious job. It's not, like, something that I can just really, like, fuck around with, you know? Like, whenever my old job, if I was, like, shaky or something, I would just be like, whatever, I'm fine. But I can't really do that. Like, I have tweezers by people's eyeballs, so, you know. Not very smart. So, yeah, I went ahead and called him. But, and I had a doctor's appointment today, so I was like, I'll just figure out what the fuck is going on then. So I went ahead and lived my life. My friend Cheyenne, her aunt was her 60th birthday party, and so they had rented out a whole lake house, and I was just gonna go there Saturday after work and then hang out with them and then spend the night, and then Sunday just go back to Cheyenne's. But since I was off, I went ahead and went over there Saturday morning and got to spend the entire day at the lake, and it was beautiful, and it was the best thing ever, and it's the first time that I ever called in at this job except for whenever my cat died. So, you know, but honestly, 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10. But don't tell anyone. I'm like, I shouldn't say this, but, you know, whatever. A bitch needs to live her fucking life, okay? And I did throw up. I feel like if I throw up twice, yeah, I probably shouldn't be working. And especially, like, since I was shaky, like, getting, I probably should have went home Friday, okay? That's probably what should have happened, but I didn't. So, yeah, but it's not like I was sick. I'm like, it's just a random throw up, but it's still, like, and I work so close to people's faces, like, feel like I shouldn't go to work. I was talking to ChatGPT about it, and ChatGPT was like, yeah, you shouldn't. So I was like, you're right. But that doesn't mean I can't live my life. So I did. And yeah, we spent the whole day on the lake, and they had just pulled a 10-foot gator out of that lake. So I was really fucking scared. Someone had caught it or something. 10-foot alligator. So my fear of alligators in the lake isn't irrational. Thank you. at least I don't go to that lake. That was my first time ever being there. So maybe it's okay. But yeah, they had this giant, like, lily pad mat thing, so we kind of just laid out there all day. So I still got to be in the water, but I wasn't, like, in it. You know, I could see my surroundings a little bit. But that lake was fucking dirty. I haven't seen a lake that dirty in a minute. Like, I feel like the one that I usually go to, like, it's pretty blue. Like, it's not clear by any means. Like, it is not clear. But, like, I don't know. It's pretty, like, pretty blue, pretty clear, clean-ish. You know, like, if you have water on you, it's clear, but it's just dirty under there. I don't really fucking know what I'm trying to say here, but at this lake, on that lily pad, all the water that was coming in, like, you're sitting in a puddle of, like, brown water. Like, it's nasty. So I guess that is that. And I got to go on a motherfucking boat. Ew. I was so excited. Best day ever. And it was, like, with these people. It's, like, her family, but not. It was like we were at her mom's sister's birthday, and this was her dad's brother's boat. And they were just like taking us real quick to go on a little ride. And I was like, they're like, we come out here all the time. Like, we try to get y'all to come. And I was like, I know I'm not part of this family, and I know that you've never met me, but I want to let you know, if you ever invite me on a boat, if I have nothing happening, I will be there. If you ever ask me on a Sunday, I will be there. If you ever ask me after 7 p.m. during the week, I will be there, okay? She said that they come out on Sundays. So I'm like, Amy, get me on that boat, please, mama. Please, mama. So hopefully I'll be going on the boat. But it was good. It was fun. And then we went back to the house, and we're like drinking the whole day. And then her cousin, oh my God, it was so great. Honestly, I love her family. Like 10 out of 10 people, 10 out of 10 people. There was one family member that was like a little bit annoying, but I don't know, like just the way she talked was just like everyone else is stupid. So that was kind of weird, but we didn't really talk to her that much. So I was like, okay, cool. But the whole family, like, kind of like, whatever. I can't spill the damn family to you, baby. But anyway, yeah, for the most part, 10 out of 10. I loved everyone. It was really great. One of her aunts, I did have a favorite. She was so cool. Vanessa. And yeah, her kids were also really cool. So we hung out with them. One of them is like she's 24, so she's like a little older than me. And then her girlfriend came, and then the younger cousin, she was like 13 or something, she's about to be 15, I think is what she said. I don't know. But anyway, yeah. And so, yeah, we were all hanging out, and then it was a lot of freaking fun. We just chilled on the lake all day. The house was so nice. It was, like, right on the lake. So, it had, like, a pickleball court and, like, a whole dock. And they were fishing and on the mat. And nobody was really just swimming around. But, you know, it was good. And then they were also chilling inside. It was nice. It was, like, a super open, like, living room. So, there was a lot of space to hang out. And there was a good amount of people there. I would probably say, like, 15 people at some points. But anyway, it was fun. Oh my God, fucking Kai, her cousin that is 24, is so freaking awesome for this. She told us about this game that she plays, and it's like everyone picks a letter, like everyone gets a letter from the alphabet, and then when it's your turn, when it's your letter, you pick a song that starts with that letter. Either a song or the artist has to start with that letter. So, like, A, Anaconda. B, Baby Got Back. C, Cowboy Casanova. Like, you can just go like that. So, we played, like, 4 rounds of that. And honestly, 10 out of 10. Like, it was so fun. We were all, like, playing good songs that, like, everybody knows that are, like, throwbacks, I guess. And, yeah, we were just dancing and singing and talking, and then all trying to be like, I'm trying to think of a song. And so we would like help each other out, because none of us had I think like 2 people had their phones, but most of us didn't. So we're like trying to come up with songs off the top of our head. So it was a lot of fun. And then eventually everyone, like all the boys and then that one family member, left. And so we all got to hang out, and at that point, like, we started taking tequila shots. And so we took, like, I don't know what the hell. Actually, I think I took a picture because, you know, we're bottom feeders. We usually drink well tequila. I'm not gonna lie. But when we order it at the bar, we always get well. But her cousin brought this tequila for us to drink on. It was El Mexicano tequila. 10 out of 10. Okay. It was a Blanco. And yeah, it was really good. So I think I'll probably buy a bottle of that. I don't know. I just feel like tequila, like, I prefer tequila because I like the drunk that it gets me. Like, it just feels, I'm like, I can feel it burning down my body, and I'm just like, oh yeah, baby, like, now we're feeling good. versus vodka, I'm like, ugh, that shit is nasty. But after a few, I'll feel good. So I'm like, whatever. But I feel like one shot of tequila, I'm kind of like, here we go. But yeah, I love tequila. But that, yeah, I don't usually buy tequila, like, to take shots of at the house. We just, that's what we take at the bar. But I think I would buy that for the house, for like a little pregame. But anyway, Andrew said it's like mid-shelf, so that's good. That's not like crazy expensive. But yeah, we were taking shots of that, and then they were making these birthday cake shots with birthday cake moonshine, and then putting the Cardi B, the whipped shots on top, the whipped cream, and it's literally has vodka in it, on top of those, and then they were putting sprinkles on them, so they were so fucking cute, but they tasted like shit, so yeah, I think we only took like one of those, and then we're also drinking, like I had my Cayman Jacks, and then, oh, and I also had this guava something, but it was gross, it tasted like peach tea or something, it was weird, no hate on peach tea, but kind of. And then, yeah, we had a lot to drink. And then after that, like, it was getting later and later, so we were, like, turning it up. We go to the game room that this Airbnb had. It was so cool. They had, like, this giant foosball table and a ping pong table and a pool table and darts and, like, this other little table in there that we were hanging out at. And they were playing beer pong. Oh, my God, that was hilarious. It was so funny. Two of her aunts were playing, and one of them was, like, or I guess Vanessa's not her aunt. I guess because Vanessa's mom is her aunt. So that's her cousin. So then is Vanessa's kids her second cousins? Yeah. Okay. Well, whatever. Everyone's still the same. Whatever. Family. But anyway, yeah, they were playing beer pong. And so every time that, like, one of them made it to the other one, they're like, chug, chug. So then we're all sitting there and we're like, chug, 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 chug. And the aunt whose birthday it was, like, she was turning it up. She kept doing this little, like, dance move because she would be, like, chugging her drink, but, like, well, from a straw. But she was, like, drinking out of her little cup and chugging it, and she's, like, shaking her head and, like, spinning in a circle a little bit. But she was funny. She was getting fucked up. We were all getting fucked up. But, like, when it was her turn to chug, baby, she was chugging. Like, she did not come to play. So it was so funny. And then we'd be like, okay, shot. And so we'd be taking shots. And then, and also, while we're playing these side games, we're also still playing the song game. And so, we, yeah, we're just dancing and singing. And then at that point, we're taking shots of, it's rum chata and fireball. It's called the Cinnamon Toast Crunch shot, if you didn't know. Those were fucking good. And so we were taking shots of those, and then we were taking shots of the blueberry Western Sun vodka, and then we were taking, I took a shot of wine, and oh my god, yeah, we got fucked up. We were playing, me and Lynette, Cheyenne's mom, were playing ping pong for a long time, and then me and Cheyenne were playing, and then they were playing, and we were just switching out, and then, oh my god, of course I had taken my shoes off, because I'm just like a barefoot ass bitch, and my feet were black. It made me think, like, whenever in 51st Dates, whenever homeboy puts his foot on the pillow and then he takes it off and it's like got all these like crumbs and shit, like that's what it made me think of. Like, it was so nasty. But after I noticed it, I'm like, everyone look at my feet, look at that. Like, there were so many layers of dirt and disgusting shit on them, but I washed them off, don't worry. And then I put my shoes on. But yeah, I knew I was fucked up. I didn't realize how fucked up I was until we were playing darts. And I'm not, like, a pro at darts. Like, I've literally probably played, like, 10 times ever, if even that. But, like, I feel like, you know, I at least make it on the board, but literally probably like 85% of my shots, I was just missing the board completely. Like, I was, but I was trying really hard though, is the thing. Like, I was like, oh yeah, I'm fucked up. Like, I'm literally trying and I'm like missing the board completely, or it's like just hitting it and bouncing off. Like, these are like horrible, horrible throws. But it was hilarious. We were cracking up. I was like, oh my god, like, what the fuck? And then this whole time also, like, we're still singing and dancing, and like, it was just so girl coded. Like, we were, oh, it was so fun. And then like, they play like the YMCA and like, we are family, and like, I don't know, we were just like, it was fun. They were playing a lot of good songs. And then, oh my god, and they played like Pour Some Sugar on Me. We couldn't think of a P1 that was on this app that we were using on Lynette's phone. And like, they didn't have anything. They didn't have the Pussycat Dolls, they didn't have Prince, they didn't have like a ton of P things, but she finally found one. Yeah, and it was Pour Some Sugar on Me. And oh my god, her Aunt Marcella, like, that is her song. And so she was like dancing for us. Oh my god, it was great. And yeah, it was a lot of fun. And then, oh my goodness, yeah, we were just singing and dancing. And then everybody, all the old ladies, I'm just joking, but not really, like, yeah, the adults. Oh my god. And then Marcella was like, let's all play foosball, like, it's a big one, we can all play, because at that point, like, it was just eight of us. And so we were all playing and we were going, and I'm like just spinning the things as fast as I can, like, I'm just trying to go. And I hit the ball like three times in the wrong goal, and no one told me. Like, the other side is cheering, and I'm like, yeah, me and Cheyenne are like, yeah, yeah. And like, the whole time, no, like, they're not being like, oh, you just got that in theirs, like, they're not saying anything, so I didn't know. And then, yeah, after like the third time, they were like, okay, that's their goal. And I was like, oh. And then she was like, my team sucks, I'm going to the other side. And oh, and also the whole time we're going, she's like, control your men, control your men. And was just like, oh my god, it was so fucking funny. We were laughing so hard. And then she's like, I need, my team sucks, I'm going to the other team. And so she switched teams, and then we won, we kicked their fucking ass. And I was like, so the team sucked until you left, and now we went in. Funny girl. My techniques are good, okay? And so, because I kept doing the same thing, just the other direction. But yeah, we got them, we got them. It was a lot of fun. I haven't played foosball in a long time, I feel like. But, and ping pong. Ping pong is so much fun. We had bought, I didn't buy, but they had bought a ping pong table at Jalen and Cheyenne's house. And so we played like probably five times and then never again. So, what the hell. But it was fun. It's still fun to play. And then, yeah, the rest of us, we went and sat up on the balcony out there. And we were just sitting and chatting. And then, yeah, aw, her aunt, she's like, I know I'm old, but I really like you guys. Like, I want to hang out with y'all. And I'm like, girl, we love you. Like, get over here. Because she was so much fun. Like, I don't give a fuck if you're old. What is old? What does that even mean, bitch? So, they loved me, of course. I'm just kidding. And then her cousins were like, we need to all go out. Like, the four of us, we need to go out. Like, she lives, like, kind of in between me and Cheyenne. So, it would be, like, a perfect place to, like, meet. And she's like, y'all can spend the night. We have an extra bed. Like, so, yeah. I'm like, girl, I love y'all. I'm so down. And then the next day, her aunts were like, oh my god, y'all were so much fun, like, thank y'all for coming and everything, like, whatever. I'm like, girl, thank you for letting me crash your birthday party. Like, Cheyenne literally asked, she was like, can my friend Brittany come? Like, they don't know me, they did not ever heard of me, but now we're all family. We are family. Bow, now, now, now. So, yeah, that was really fucking good. And I'm so glad, because, like, Saturday was just, like, such a good fucking day. I needed that so bad. Me and Cheyenne got to talk a lot, which was really nice, because I feel like since she's moved away, like, we've kind of just been, like, having plans every single time we hang out. And so we hadn't really just got to, like, sit and talk and connect. And so We did, and that was really good. And yeah. So yeah, I think that went really well. And then yeah, Sunday I was like, I do not want to drive home right now, so I'm coming over. So I just went, because her house was only like 20 minutes away from where the Airbnb was, and mine was like over an hour. So yeah, did that. I went back to her house, we watched a movie, I fell asleep, we got in the pool, that was great. And then we went back and watched another movie, and I fell asleep again. And then after that, I was, like, kind of trying to wake back up so I could drive home. And then I watched another movie, and she took a shower, and I fell asleep again. And then I woke up while she was in the shower, and I was like, oh, shit, like, I should start waking up. And then I fell back asleep. And then I finally woke up at, like, it was, like, 8 or something. 8:30 maybe, and I was like, ugh, I gotta go home, like, I don't know, just because I could have stayed there, like, I did bring work clothes in case, but I feel like we got a lot of face-to-face time, like, we got a good hangout, because, like, the past few times, we've hung out, Saturday night, and then Sunday all day, and then I'm like, I'm not ready to leave yet, but since we had all day Saturday, and all day Sunday, I was like, I'm sick of you, I'm just kidding, I was like, no, but I want to go home, because my drive to work is, from my house, is, like, 40 minutes, versus her house is, like, a little over an hour, so, yeah, I was like, I just want to go home, and I was stuck in a lot of traffic last time I left her house. It added, like, 20 minutes onto my drive, so I was like, Jesus, that's a lot, but whatever, it was fine. But yeah, I was like, I'll just go home. So I did that Sunday, and then let's see, Monday, what did I do Monday after work? I feel like I did something. Oh, me and my mom hung out, and we watched our mermaid show. I think we're almost finished with it. I'm sad, I don't want it to be over, because I do like it. And then yesterday, bitch, okay, so I'm ready for some, like, groundbreaking healing. I'm thinking about not a relationship. I just feel like I want to be, I don't know, just because I feel like I've been repulsed by relationship this whole time, and I just feel like I don't want that forever. I really feel like I want to find a balance. I think last episode we kind of talked about the third wheeling thing and the boy crazy thing and the just kind of that stuff. And I was just like, I've just been thinking about all of that. And I'm like, I think it would be nice, like, I don't know. Like, I want to have a good flirt. Like, I want to have a good fun. I don't know. I don't know really what I want. But I just am like, dating, because I'm like, okay, I like the idea of having a primary person. Like, I like the idea of having, like, our favorite person we want to hang out with and, like, have these talks with and everything. And I do feel like I have that in multiple of my relationships, but it's just scary whenever it comes to dating, because that implies sex. And I just am like, okay, here's the thing. I could go the rest of my life without having sex. 1000%, like, so cool with that. Not so cool with that, but that would be fine. But I'm like, I just, like, I don't know. Like, I think dating, like, having a relationship, like, would just be fun. Like, I don't know, maybe a little smooching or something. But that's just scary to me, because, like, I'm not having sex. Like, could never happen again. I don't know. And so, yeah, dating is scary just because it kind of, like, implies that sex comes along with that. And so I'm just like, I want, like, we can date, but, like, no sex. Potentially ever. You know what I'm saying? Like, that would be scary to commit. And so I'm like, that's what, like, I don't know. Just because I'm thinking, like, we were watching this show and, like, or this movie, and it was this little romance, and, like, it's just, like, they're falling in love. And I'm like, that feels fun. Like, I feel like I haven't got to fall in love in forever. Like, I just think, yeah, falling in love would be fun. Like, I don't know. That just kind of sounds a little bit fun to me right now. But no sex. Like, that's what's, like, that's the conflict I'm in. And it's not, and it's like, okay, but see, here's the thing, is if I was dating, is this something to just right off the bat be like, okay, like, I want to date, but, like, no sex, like, maybe not ever, but, like, definitely not right now. Because then, of course, they're going to be like, why? And then I'm going to have to be like, short answer or long answer? Like, I don't, like, is this a difficult conversation either way? And so it's, like, makes me not want to lead off the bat with it. But then also, like, since that is something that, like, people just, like, assume, like, that is something that comes along with, like, a romantic relationship, I feel like it's something that should be discussed early on. So, I don't know when. But also, I'm, like, I don't plan on acting on any of this. This is the first time I've been really thinking about it this much. But I don't know, just when we were watching that movie, like, I was just kind of like, oh, that's kind of cute. Like, I don't know, that kind of feels fun. Like, maybe I want that, you know? And so, yeah. But also at the same time, like, I hate dating apps. I really am confident that I would not find someone I want to be with on a dating app, just because I've had dating apps in the past, and I used to, like, go on a lot of, like, dating app dates, and 99% of the time, they were creeps. There was two that were okay. One of them was fine. I don't really know. Now that I'm looking back on it, like, I don't know. That was definitely a weird date. Like, it was fun. He was like, oh, yeah, we're gonna go to this park. Like, we're gonna hang out here, whatever. And so we went to this park, and he just, like, parked, and we were sitting there. So I'm kind of wondering now. I'm like, oh, I wonder if he wanted a fuck. But definitely was not giving that vibe, so sorry. We ended up just talking. But then whenever we left, we, like, fist bumped or something. And we were like, yeah, that was fun. Like, we should just be friends. Like, that's not it. So, yeah, maybe because I didn't put out for him. Ew, bitch. But also, he didn't force me either, so that was kind of cool. It's a slay. I don't know what his name was, but I don't even know if we kissed, honestly. I don't even think we kissed. We literally fist bumped. That was our most intimate contact. So sexy. Yeah, I don't know. But then the other guy, the one that I went to the lake with, and, like, we went on a few dates. Like, he was kind of cool. He wasn't a creep, but all the rest, creeps, okay? I went on a lot of fucking creepy dates. So, not dating apps. And then also, I work with, like, I don't know. I couldn't date a client, I don't think. Is that allowed? Well, surely that's allowed, because two of my coworkers are dating, and if you can date your coworker, I feel like you can date your client, right? I don't know. But also, most of my clients are straight, so I don't know. And it's probably better that way, because one time I had this sexy mask woman come in, and I was a little distracted, I guess. I think I was, like, nervous, and I messed up, and I accidentally, like, put the solutions on backwards. Like, I put the second one, and then the first one, and then it didn't come out how it was supposed to. Like, it was fine. It wasn't, like, damaging or harmful to her, but I just, like, rookie mistake, and yeah, so yeah, maybe I shouldn't date my clients. I don't think that's allowed. That definitely doesn't feel allowed coming out of my mouth, but yeah, whatever. We'll see. So, can't date at work, can't date on dating apps. And then I go to the lake, but I don't really see people at the lake. Like, if you're at the lake, you're probably with someone. And I'm with my brother and his girlfriend. Like, I'm not going to meet someone at the lake, I don't think. Where else do I go? I hang out with my friends, but you don't really meet people when you're with your friends. So, yeah, pretty much I'm doomed. No, I don't know. I'm not going to seek it out, but I don't know. I feel like falling in love sounds kind of fun. But then also, like, I guess if I really made a pros and cons list, I would still probably be like, nah, because I'm like, right now, I'm so fucking free. It's awesome. I can just leave whenever I want and do whatever I want, and I don't have to worry about anybody else. And, like, all my friends in relationships, I feel like they, like, talk to their partner before they do anything. And I'm like, okay, weird. So, I don't know. But, yeah. I don't know. I'm not, yeah, I don't want to date. But, the movie was cute. It looked like fun. I was like, oh. And also a few of my clients have started dating again. And like a lot of them, there's three of them. And a lot of, both two out of three were like, yeah, like I never wanted to date ever again in my life. Like I was, actually all three of them were kind of like that. They were like, you know what, I've been through a divorce, like whatever. It was a lot. And like, I'm kind of just like chilling. Like dating is a lot of work. And now they're all dating, and I'm like, okay, what the fuck, like, am I supposed to be dating, am I missing out on something, but probably not, I don't know, but it would just be nice to, like, I don't know, because I'm kind of thinking what, like, popping up in my head as I'm thinking, like, the physical aspect, like, oh, we could, like, hold hands or snuggle or something, like smooch a little bit. I'm like, that sounds fun. I literally, like, I couldn't even tell you the last like time I kissed someone. It was probably that old guy, and that was like 2 years ago. I haven't had a kiss in 2 years. Is that for real? I think that's for real. Yeah, I guess we probably cuddled too, though, when we kissed, but I did not, did we cuddle? I don't know if we cuddled. Let me look, the last person I fucking kissed. It was the old man, and how long ago was that? Jeez, that was a long time ago. Let me look, because we were texting on Snapchat, freak. Jeez, how long ago was that? Oh, that was last year. Ew. Freak. Okay, so that was a year ago, but ew, and that was a bad kiss. But still, a year since I've had a kiss? That's a long time. No kiss. Yeah, wow. That's a long time. So, whatever. I just want to kiss, but I want it to be a good kiss. Like, I just don't want to kiss anyone. Like, definitely do not want to go make out with a sloppy person at the bar. Okay. Yeah, I don't know who I want to kiss, but I just want to build a deep enough relationship with someone that we can kiss, and then that's it. No, I don't know. What the hell? But whatever. Yeah, aside from that, I'm cool. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Because I know, like, I feel like
I don't know what my sexuality is, okay? Like, it's confusing to me, too. But I know that there is one where it's, like, you have to have an emotional relationship before the sex. And I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, is that, like, does that work with me? But I don't know. Because I'm like, I don't know. I don't want to have sex. Like, even, like, I don't know. I feel like I haven't had a relationship where I've had a strong enough emotional connection where I'm like, okay, let's fuck. But I don't know. I could have an emotional relationship and not want to fuck. I feel like, yeah, I don't know. I just want to kiss, but I don't want to kiss a random. What the hell? Okay. I don't know, but I feel like I want an emotional kiss, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to, yeah, I don't want to kiss a random and it not mean anything, like, but I don't want it to mean too much, either, you know? Like, I just wish I could, like, go on, like, a fun little, I don't know, bitch. Maybe I don't want to kiss. That's too much work. But, anyway, I can't believe I hadn't had a kiss in a year. That's a really long time. It's been over a year, because it was last, like, May. So, wow. My lips are virgin. Dude, that's crazy. A whole year since I even had a kiss? And my kiss before that was, like, July, the year before. Wow. Maybe not the year before. Or yeah, I guess it would have been. Wow. So, pretty much, what the fuck? My lips have never been kissed. So, whatever. Anyway. Wow. That's weird as fuck. I'm like, my mind is like blown off right now. I can't even believe it. But yeah, I don't know. Just because I feel like if people just want to make out, they just go to the bar and make out. But I definitely don't want that, because I feel like a lot of times, like, if my friends do that, like, it's always a bad kisser. And they're drunk, so it's, like, extra gross. And, like, maybe they, like, stink, like, beer or cigarettes. I do not want a beer or cigarette kiss for my first kiss. Okay. I don't know. Yeah, and I don't want to kiss a stranger. Like, that's too... Yeah. These lips are pure, okay? Okay, whatever. Anyway, enough about the kissing, okay? Whatever. Yesterday, I decided that I'm gonna be... I really want to have, like, a great healing. Like, I want to have a big, deep healing. And I don't know. Just because I'm thinking, like, I don't think... Here's the thing, okay? I don't want a dick near me ever again. So, there's that. But I also don't want to hate men as much as I hate men. And I just feel like I need some, like, healing from this. But I don't know if talking about it more is going to help heal me more. I feel like I've got not everything I can get out of that, but everything I can get out of that for right now. And so I really, like, I want my body to heal. I feel like a lot of it is in the body. And I've dabbled with somatics, maybe more than dabbled. I feel like I've gotten into it a couple times, and I really liked it. And that is just like healing of the body. If you don't know, look it up. Somatics, somatics. I would like to do a therapy. Like, I listened to this one girl and she was talking about she did hippie flip therapy, which is like Molly and mushroom. So that's pretty crazy, but I want to do that. But I don't know, just because I partake in Molly occasionally safely, and I really love it. I really feel so amazing. Like, my body, I feel so, like, present in my body, honestly. And, like, it just feels like an awakening. Like, it feels like a spiritual thing. And that's just on my own. Like, I'm fucking around and doing it. Like, it's for fun. But, you know, they have, like, Molly, like, MDMA therapy and, like, intensive, like, guided trips, pretty much. And I think I want to do that because that just feels really, like, I feel like I could get a lot out of that just because I feel like already I get so much out of Molly. And, like, even on mushrooms, like, I've done mushrooms a couple times. I'm not condoning this. I do not condone this behavior, okay? I'm not encouraging it. I'm just sharing my experiences. I really like drugs. Like, the times I've done Molly, 10 out of 10 every single time. Whenever I've done mushrooms, I feel like it's really good, but then, like, at its peak, like, I probably have, like, I don't know how much time in, like, real life, but it feels probably, like, 30 minutes of, like, really intense anxiety, and, like, I'm just really scared that I'm gonna fuck something up. Like, I just don't really feel safe. Like, I'm just like, oh my god, like, I'm really stressed out. Like, I just can't get comfortable, like, in my body. Like, I'm just, like, really weird. And that's happened to me, I think, 2 out of the 3 times that I've done mushrooms. And the other time, I was, like, micro-microdosing. Like, it was, it was never anything too crazy. But the 2 times that I did trip, like, was pretty intense. And most of it was good. But then just at the peak, like, the most intense part was, like, difficult. And, like, the first time was really scary. Like, I really was not, like, I did not like it. I was like, I'm good with the mushrooms. But the second time was, like, still a little scary and definitely uncomfortable. But, like, I was able to, like, work through it. Like, it wasn't, like, as scary. And I just feel like, what is that? Like, I'm, like, curious. Because I feel like if it was guided, like, I think that could be, like, maybe something, like, deeper. Obviously, it is something deeper. Like, what am I scared of? What's happening when that happens? So, I feel like, but that's why I want to do the hippie flip, I think, just because the Molly is so good. Like, I trust that. And then with the mushrooms, like, I don't know, just finding the balance. I feel like that could be cool. And yeah, guided, like, I would trust a therapist. Like, I feel like that could be really good for me. But yeah, same thing. Like, I don't just want a random therapist who does this work. Like, I want, like, are we gonna have, like, pre-therapy sessions so you get to know me, like, outside of the drugs or what? I don't know, but I think that would be cool. And I don't know, I haven't looked into that much yet, but I want to. But I just feel like this, I need, like, a deep healing, and I feel like those therapy sessions are obviously pretty deep, or, like, those retreats, and, like, I see a lot in, like, Bali, and it's, like, this, like, women's retreat, but it's, like, I don't know what, they're, like, they just, like, are screaming and crying a little bit, but it's, like, I don't know. Anytime I see one of these videos from this, it's, like, it just makes me cry. I'm just like, I need this. Like, whatever's happening here, like, I need that. Like, it's just, like, such a deep cry. Like, you're letting this release out, but it's, like, I don't know. It seems so fucking beautiful to me. I'm like, that's what I want. So, I don't know. Obviously, I would love to go to Bali, and I think that might be where I want to backpack. Before Europe, but I don't know. And either way, like, that just, I don't know. So I don't know, but I know a lot of, like, deep body healing is in somatics. So yeah, I've messed with it a few times, but I really want to try to, like, make it more routine, just because it helps regulate your nervous system and it just helps release this trauma. Like, there's a lot in it. Like, it's kind of woo-woo, but honestly, like, I really believe this shit. Like, I feel like it works for me. Like, I don't know. So last night I was doing somatics, and like, whenever I've done it, I just feel so present in my body. But whenever I get into my body, like, that's such an unfamiliar feeling to me. Like, it's such an uncommon thing. So whenever I get there, I'm like just so cozy. Like, it makes me like tired. Like, I feel like I just need to rest. And it's weird because it's like, right now I could go lay down and take a nap, but it's like, I'm not like there. But I promise, if I did 5 minutes of somatics, or like 10, like, I would probably be there. Like, I literally passed out with my phone in my hand and my headphones in. Like, it's just such this like deep presence in my body. And I was in bed, so I guess there's that. But even whenever I've done it outside of bed, I get in bed and I'm like instantly asleep. And so I don't know, I do think that my body is really tired, and I do feel like I am like just like, my brain never gets to rest, and like, I just feel like I'm never present in my body. So I feel like it, I don't know, it kind of feels, I'm like, okay, this kind of makes sense that I'm like just asleep. But while I'm doing the things, like, it is very like present and like kind of emotional, honestly. Like, that sounds crazy, but it's real, dude. I don't know what to tell you, that shit fucking works. But yeah, I literally fell asleep at like 8:30 last night. I felt bad. Brianna texted me. I never told her that, but Brianna, if you're listening to this, I was asleep when you texted me last night, and I saw it at like 3 a.m. because I woke up. And yeah, I don't know, but the shit fucking works. So I just want to make sure that I'm doing more spending. I want to be like, hopefully, even daily, like, even if it's only 5 minutes, like, just a little, because there's, like, all different kinds of somatic, like, exercises. And whenever I fell asleep, I had just done, because I'll look at somatics, and then I'll do some things, and then, like, there's somatic breath work, and there's somatic, like, there's just all, it's like an umbrella, kind of, from my impression. But, sorry, my belly itches because it got sunburnt, and, yeah, it's itchy, so I was just itching my belly. But anyway, so whenever I fell asleep, I was doing this tapping just on my wrist. It's called EFT tapping. And they have like all different ones, but I was listening to this guy, what's his name? Brad Yates or something. Let me look. Yeah, Brad Yates. Yeah, he just teaches these tapping techniques and just says this stuff, and I had just laid there and closed my eyes so I could do it, and yeah, I fell asleep, but tapped myself to sleep. It was great, so I'm into it. But I did this, like, intense breath work, and, like, that, I don't know, I want to take a deep, intense, I don't know, I just want intense therapy. Like, I want my intense healing things in my body. Like, I want it from within me, because I feel like I've talked a lot, obviously. I talk to you all the time, and I do love talking. I do think that it helps, but I just feel like I also want to be healing in my body. I really want to work, like, on embodiment and the somatics, and, like, nervous system regulation is, like, embodied practices. So yeah, I just want to make sure that I'm getting what I can out of that too. So yeah. And yeah, I feel like they have, like, super intensive breath works. Like, you should do guided ones, because they can be, like, I don't know, the power of the breath is pretty fucking crazy, I've heard. And I want to learn about that. I want to experience that. So I don't know, I just want some deep, I don't know, I'm ready. I feel like I want to, like, turn a new page of my life. I want a big visible growth. I want visible growth, I think, because yeah, I feel like I'm growing, obviously, every day. Like, I do think there is, you know, some happening, but I just feel like I want something intense. I want to feel intensely. And so if that comes from breath work, if that comes from somatics, if that comes from tapping, if it comes from anything, like, I don't know. I just want a more embodied shit and more intense. So that's what I'll be doing. Hopefully the mail lady came so I can paint the fucking mailbox. Yeah, but damn, it's already an hour. I'm like, oh, I don't know. I'm like, I guess we talked about my week and shit, but I feel like I didn't talk about anything super importante. I don't know. But anyway, I don't know. I mean, I don't feel like I've had anything groundbreaking on my mind. Let's see. From the podcast, if I've heard anything. I've been listening. I haven't read my book anymore. I need to do that. And I want a flow star. And I want to paint the mailbox. And I want to make more clay shit. So, I have a lot to... And we're going to the lake later. So, I got a lot to do, bitch. I'm busy. But, I don't know. Yeah, I just want to be more present. So, I know I've been saying that for a while, but that's where I'm at. What else? We were talking about having... I don't know. I think... So, growing up, I feel like... I am, like, self-diagnosed. Like, I think I have a lot of ADHD tendencies. Like, I feel like my brain is, like, really, like, hard to control. And, like, pretty, like, all over the place. So I just feel like growing up, school was really hard for me. Like, I don't feel like I could really retain the information. Like, I was, like, it was so hard for me to, like, focus and, like, take in the information, kind of. So, and, like, also, one of my teachers, like, shamed me and made me feel stupid. Called me stupid, literally, in front of everyone in my history class. And so I feel like history is something that, like, I really struggled with. Like, I was not, like, I couldn't tell you anything from a history class. Like, literally anything. I couldn't, like, not a single thing. I don't know the dates of anything. I don't really know what happened. I don't know what happened. Everything that I've learned about history is current. And things I've seen on TikTok about people talking about current situations and stuff. And I don't know. So, like, the other night, me, Brody, and Brianna were talking, and he was telling me, like, we're talking about the Holocaust and, like, just, like, some crazy, like, I don't know, just, like, shit that's happening in the world. And I don't know. Honestly, like, it was so, like, interesting to me. I'm like, wow, like, this is so fucking crazy to think about. And I was just sitting there, and I was like, I really want to remember this. Like, I really want to, like, know this. I want to know something. And yeah, I don't know. So I've been thinking about that because I think it's important that we know history. But I also am kind of coming to being content with the fact that I didn't really learn history in high school because I don't want to learn some manipulated version of history. Like, I don't trust. It blew my mind. I think this, like, probably, like, a year ago or something. I don't know how long ago. But I saw, like, some video, and someone was just talking about, like, yeah, we only learned, like, someone went through and chose what parts of history that we were gonna learn about in schools and manipulated it however they wanted and, like, figured out how they were gonna tell this story and, like, it's someone's version instead of, like, actually saying, like, what happened. Like, I just feel like growing up, like, obviously I didn't really learn a ton in history. I just said that. But, like, hearing, like, oh, because this video I saw, like, they were talking about, you know, colonizing and how, like, we always heard that word growing up. And it's like, oh, yeah, we're just colonizing this land. And, you know, instead of being like, no, we fucking stole this land. Like, that is just crazy to think, like, that we just were like, no, like, there's a word for that, like, we were, like, colonizing it. Like, no, baby. We stole it. Like, that's just so fucking insane to me. So, yeah. I don't know. Sometimes I'm just like, you know, I'm cool that I didn't learn the history manipulated by someone. Like, I want to learn what actually happened by someone who actually knows. And I don't know. That, like, I want to learn from multiple different sources. But at the same time, history, like, sometimes, I don't know. Growing up, I was always just like, this is boring. Like, I just, like, cannot care about this. I don't want to know. But now that I'm realizing, you know, obviously history repeating itself a little bit, more than a little bit, yeah, I'm just kind of like, I feel like this is something we should know, and I do think it is something we should know, and I just want to be more educated, and I also want to be more educated in how I can be more environmentally friendly, and I just want to be better. I want to figure out some ways for, activism, like, become more of an activist. Yeah. I don't know. I just want to be a little better. So, yeah, I think after this, I'm going to go spray paint the mailbox. And then while I wait for that to dry, I'll probably do some somatics or some breath work or something. So, anyway, yeah, I don't have too much going on right now. Yeah, we're going to the lake later. I'm hanging out with Trent tomorrow. I'm excited for that. And then, oh, Cheyenne started her job. She's working at a Chewy's. Yeah, this is her first week, and she's not off till Sunday, but I'm off on Sunday, and they might be throwing a party at her house for her sister's husband, but we don't know. So if they have a party, I'm definitely going over there. If not, I don't know, but I'm a little nervous. I feel like she's gonna be super tired because she's kind of been unemployed for like a month, that bitch, and so... Yeah, oh my god, it has been a month, because, just about, because she, her last day was July 16th, so July 16th to August 11th, yeah, damn, bitch, that must be nice, so, yeah, I feel like she's gonna be tired as fuck, but better not be too tired for me, baby, because I'm coming, anyway, okay, that was pretty scattered. I'm like, okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. I don't think there's anything else I gotta say. I think I'm just wasting your time now. But I feel like I want to say something else. Like, I don't know what, but something, okay? Something exciting. I don't know. Okay, I don't fucking know, actually. I love you, bye.